From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, though many have the day off today. And here's a story about an old ship that first served the country in World War II. It was built at the Kaiser Shipyards in Richmond, California, by civilians. The supplies it carried were vital to scores of military men and women. Now some old soldiers and sailors are trying to save the ship, as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
On the quiet docks of Richmond, a relic from World War II blasts a defiant call across the San Francisco Bay. The SS Red Oak Victory, 450 feet long, was named after the small town in Iowa that suffered the greatest loss per capita of any American town during World War II. On its rusting deck, three elderly men strained to move a heavy steel staircase for repainting.
Oh, God, it's yours. It's you and me now, Jack.
Yep.
All yours.
Sure, that's you it. Wanted it down here, huh?
Yeah.
These men, veteran sailors and soldiers, average age 70, volunteer long hours and a decade-long drive to preserve and renovate the Red Oak as a floating museum. They want to honor the men and women who built these ships back in the 40s, when America found itself in the midst of World War II.
The atrocity of Pearl Harbor had occurred but a few weeks before, and ships and more ships were the number one need of the day.
An old promotional film tells the story of how millions of Americans migrated to the shipyards of the West Coast. Here in these yards, 93,000 men and women from all over the country built ships around the clock.
By this time, the sinking of American shipping had reached alarming proportions. More shipyards and more ships were the Allies' prime need.
But the shipyards died when the war ended. The docks are quiet now. Most are in private hands. And the rusting red oak is all that remains from a fleet of 747 supply ships that were built here.
Right here in this area, in these yards, they built a ship in 3 days, 15 hours, and 30 minutes.
James Nolan, a retired Navy captain, stands on the deck of the Red Oak.
And I often think of the High German Submarine Command coming in one morning and looking at his message traffic, and he finds out that the Americans, especially the one in Richmond, California, are now making these ships in 3 days, 15 hours, and 30 minutes. That would be mind-boggling. They can't even put a torpedo together that fast.
Saving the Red Oak is even more personal for 77-year-old Edith Louise Cook. A tiny woman, bright blue eyes, white hair. She was 14 when her family migrated from Oklahoma to Richmond.
We came here like in September 1943 for my parents to work in the shipyards. And so we stayed. I'm still here. My parents are gone, but I'm still here.
Cook, her two sisters, and a brother-in-law patiently restore the ship's aging wooden doors by scraping off decades of varnish. She says it's her way of honoring her family's heritage and having a little fun along the way.
Well, we're called the Red Oak Strippers. Just because they named us that, we stripped the wood and we got that title. But we actually had some guys come on board one day looking for the Red Oak Strippers. And my sister with her coveralls and everything says, well, here I am, and they left right away.
Up in the transmitter room, the ship's massive grayish-green panel of dials and switches houses a radio that can still receive Morse code. Tom Horsfall supervised the restoration of the ship's original radio. At 61, he calls himself a youngster among the aging volunteers. And he says to sit at this console is to live in the world of 1944.
To do a project like this and to participate in a project like this, you have to be a dreamer. You have to believe in the dream. And if everybody thinks that way and they all pitch in, then it'll happen.
No one knows that better than Chief Engineer William Jackson.
At 88 years old, you don't jump around like they're only in their 60s. See, I wished I was 60. I was a hell of a man when I was 60.
At 88, Jackson still has the energy to walk up and down the steep steel ladders in and out of the engine room. And he dreams of the day when he can reignite the Red Oak's rusting boilers.
We're preserving it so we could steam it, so we could run it up and down the bay.
Now Jackson and the other aging volunteers feel the pressure to get something done fast. time isn't only running out for the Red Oak, it's running out for them.
We're all seniors trying to get the ship operational before we go because we've lost about 4 or 5 people in the last 4 or 5 years. So, I don't know how long I'm going to be around.
Full restoration of the Red Oak could take another 5 years. Money is short, despite a recent state grant. But what the volunteers really need is something that money can't buy. Time. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Richmond, California.